Thanks for listening to this sermon recorded at Holy Innocents Episcopal Church during one of our principal services. This sermon was based upon the lectionary readings for the day. To stay connected at Holy Innocents, friend us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, or check us out on the web. Thanks for listening, and stay connected.
I don't know if this is before your time, but have any of you ever seen the movie Home Alone? Yeah, a couple. Okay, good, good. So do you recall in the movie that Kevin, that the young guy who's left home alone, is absolutely terrified of his next door neighbor, an old man with a big gray beard who wears these big clunky boots around and kind of an old gray jacket, and his hands are bandaged, and just he's terrified of him. Do you recall? Okay. So he crosses paths with this man one day in church. And the man comes up and scares him, but Kevin's in church, so he goes with it. And in that time, he and that man have a transformative experience where they really kind of strike a friendship. And from there, the man comes and helps Kevin, and it's a great ending. So, in today's gospel story, we hear two accounts where Jesus is reaching out to help others outside of his family. The first individual is a Gentile woman who, by all standards, given the context of first century Palestine, would be someone that a Jewish man such as Jesus would not associate with. And the second individual is a deaf man who comes to Jesus for healing. Now, we really don't know anything about this man, anything about his identity. He could have been a Jew or a Gentile. We just don't know. Now, we're all used to hearing of these miraculous healing stories that Jesus does, right? So what makes this one today different? Or these today, I should say. So both of these stories today take place outside of Jesus' home turf, outside of Judea. So what does that mean? What can we take from that? While both accounts have their own specific circumstances, they both highlight the unimaginable truth that God's love comes with no boundaries or conditions. Pretty incredible, right? Now, as disciples of Jesus, we are all called to share this radical hospitality of love, even if it means crossing the treacherous boundaries of difference. We are all called to share this love through our interactions with others, which is certainly a lot harder than it sounds, right? To share this unimaginable love that crosses all boundaries. You know, we can sit here and talk about this love and romanticize about it and feel good about it, but if that's all we're doing, then we're missing the point of what Jesus is calling us to do. We are missing the radical nature of God's love that gushes forth everywhere, that puts things in action. The writer of Mark recognizes this, and he's always making the point of how disciples just don't get this. They don't fully understand the healing power of this love. They don't understand the mystery. Now, the writer of James, from our New Testament lesson that we heard today, recognizes the challenge that reaching out to others can create. Loving our neighbors is just not something that comes easy. And this is especially evident as we get ready for election season, right? Has everyone seen all the election stuff on TV? It's crazy, huh? Now, as we kind of align with our factions and align the barrage of campaigns to outshine one another, the question becomes, is this wrong? No, it's not wrong to show favoritism or partiality in human affairs. James is not saying that. He recognizes that. But what James is more concerned with is how these displays of preference and partiality impact the faith community of baptized Christians, that impact all of us, our gathering here, where there is no social order, where there is no distinction. Now, what's critical for us to realize is that this church, this community of baptized Christians, spills out of these doors when we leave here. And that they go across the road to Mount Vernon Church, and they go down the road to Peachtree Presbyterian, and over to Buckhead Church, and all the churches in between and far away. And we find ourselves, when we leave here, engaging in this Christian community, most of the time unknown. And we find ourselves being called to offer this same radical love as Jesus offers today. Now let's come back a little closer to home. We're getting ready to move into this immaculate new building. Who's excited? Yeah? It's going to be awesome. I was hoping some parents would raise some hands too. But as we prepare to move into here, we have to be mindful of this love and the experiences that we will have. How can we welcome the stranger who might have dirt under their fingernails or be dressed a little bit different than us when we go back over here? The stranger who has gotten the courage to step into the doors and to come see what we're all about here at Holy Innocence. And what if we go back over there? Do you remember, did you kind of have seats that you sat in before we moved over here? You know, you'd go to church and you'd kind of look for your seat. Right. So what do we do if we kind of go back over there and we go back to our old seat and someone new is sitting there?
We find a new seat.
What do you do?
We find a new seat.
You find a new seat. Yes. Now, this can be challenging, though, right? Finding a new seat. I mean, you got to kind of go outside of your regular everyday circumstance and discipline. And so in Mark's gospel, what is important to understand that there is nothing clean and pristine regarding Jesus and loving. Think about it. Jesus is in the dirt. Jesus is spitting. Jesus is sticking fingers in ears, touching tongues. Kind of fun, huh? Yeah. No? You'll grow into it. So, how can we share the love of God with others who are part of our surroundings? Say we're at school. How can you respond to the kid that maybe everyone makes fun of? What can you do?
You could make friends with them. Yeah. You cannot make fun of them.
Right. Anyone else? Okay, so then what about when we're at church and we come together with someone new? How can we respond to a new person that we meet? You've got all.
What's that?
I don't even know what that means.
Okay. If we meet someone new, what can we say to them? Hello? Right? It's challenging, though, right? When we meet new people, it's challenging and tricky, and it calls us out of our comfort zones, into places of vulnerability. But it's, my friends, it's these places of vulnerability where we actually begin to experience Jesus' love Jesus' unimaginable, unthinkable, boundless love. And the question becomes, how can we reach out to new people, to people that are different from us? How can we reach out with hands that bear no expectations, no requirements, no prejudices, but simply the unconditional love that we all share here together? Now, holding out our hand to another person brings Jesus' love alive. And while the hand we are reaching for might be different from ours, while it might be differently shaped or covered, it is the hand of God. We hold the hands of God. Pretty incredible, right? And when we reach out and we take another's hand, we are bringing God alive in our life. And in doing so, believe it or not, you, each and every one of you, are being the very vessels of Jesus' healing love. And you're bringing the kingdom of God into clearer sight, opening the eyes of the blind, unstopping the ears of the deaf, restoring the hurt, and bringing singing to the mute. Pretty awesome, huh? Very neat. So, do me a favor. In just a moment, when we get up and go back to our seats, I challenge you to go up to someone on your way back to where you're sitting with your parents, to someone you don't know, and to reach your hand out and say, hello, my name is Kate, or my name is Chris. You want me to give you a display? All right. So you're just going to walk over just a minute, and you're just going to say, hi, my name is Chris. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm good. Cool. Can we all try that?
Yes.
Excellent. Go forth and be vessels of God's love.